Chapter 4. Map Your Future. Susan wakes up to a crying baby every morning, rushes to get the kids ready for school, heads to work, comes home to prepare dinner, and then collapses into bed. Day after day, the cycle repeats, and she wonders, is this all there is? Am I even doing a good enough job as a mom? For Susan, it felt like there was no clear end, no goal to work toward. With her children still young, she couldn't shake the feeling of exhaustion and uncertainty. She felt stuck in the endless stream of daily responsibilities. Then, one day, Susan decided to meet with a life coach. Together, they explored her core values, what truly mattered to her, and discussed ways to bring more alignment between her daily life and those values. Over time, Susan began to see things differently. Now, when dinner burned, the kids argued, or laundry piled up, she could pause, take a deep breath, and remind herself of what truly mattered. I'm raising happy, healthy children. I'm growing in my career. These things are important to me. Susan realized that prioritizing her values and goals gave her the strength to handle life's inevitable challenges. And this is where we begin, learning how to create a clear path forward so you can build a life guided by what truly matters. Why setting goals is essential. As a mom, it can sometimes feel like you're always in reaction mode, constantly putting out fires, managing endless tasks, and balancing everyone else's needs. You might even feel like you're moving through each day on autopilot without a clear sense of direction or purpose. In those moments, it's easy to ask yourself, is this all there is? Is this the best I can do? One of the core principles of dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, is the power of setting clear, meaningful goals. It's not just about having something to work toward. It's about building a structured approach to life, one that aligns with your true values and priorities. Without well-defined goals, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or stuck, as if life is unfolding in a disconnected, aimless way. You might get caught up in the rush of daily responsibilities and wonder if you're truly making progress. Without clear goals, it can be difficult to recognize how each small action contributes to a larger purpose. You may find yourself constantly responding to immediate demands without pausing to ensure your actions align with what you genuinely want in life. Setting goals helps you break free from this reactive cycle. When you establish meaningful goals, you bring intention and direction to everyday tasks. Goals empower you to make thoughtful choices, even when life feels overwhelming. Instead of simply getting through each day, you can start living with clarity and purpose. Imagine waking up each day with the confidence that your choices are leading you toward the life you truly want. That's the power of setting goals. It's about shaping a life that reflects your deepest values and aspirations, not just meeting immediate needs. Goal setting step by step. Thinking about setting goals can feel like another big task when you're already juggling so many responsibilities. But remember, goals are not just another task on your list. Goals are a way to bring more alignment and purpose to your life. Here's how to start, one step at a time. 1, identify your values. Take a moment to ask yourself, what truly matters to me? As a mom, you juggle many responsibilities, and it's easy to get caught up in the daily rush. But in the midst of it all, staying connected to what gives your life meaning is essential. Is it spending quality time with your children, advancing in your career, strengthening your relationships, prioritizing your health? You likely hold multiple values and that's perfectly okay. The key is to gain clarity on what's most important right now. To simplify the process, write down your values and rank them on a scale from 0 to 10. What feels non-negotiable in your life? What brings you a deep sense of fulfillment? When you have a clear understanding of what matters most, your actions become more intentional. Every decision, no matter how small, will reflect these values, keeping you aligned with your purpose, even when life feels unpredictable. 2. Evaluate how you're spending your time. Once you've identified your values, it's important to take an honest look at how you're spending your time. Are your daily actions aligned with these values, or are you getting caught up in tasks that drain your energy without fulfilling your deepest needs? For instance, if family is one of your top priorities, but you find yourself spending hours cleaning or working late, it may be time to reassess. Could you delegate certain tasks? Or perhaps give yourself permission to let go of perfection so you can create more meaningful moments with your loved ones. This step isn't about guilt. It's about awareness. Recognizing where your actions align with your values and where they don't empowers you to make small but meaningful adjustments that bring you closer to the life you truly want. 3. Set specific achievable goals. Now that you've identified your values and assessed your current habits, it's time to turn those values into specific goals. This step can feel challenging, but it's an opportunity to create small, achievable actions that move you forward each day. For instance, if health is a priority, setting a vague goal like be healthier might feel overwhelming. Instead, make it concrete. I will cook at least 3 balanced meals each week, or I will take a 30-minute walk every morning. Clear, measurable goals help you stay focused and committed. If career growth is important to you, a goal might be, I will apply for 1 new job opportunity each month, or I will dedicate time each week to developing my skills. The key is to create goals that align with your values while remaining realistic and attainable. By breaking your goals into small, actionable steps, you make it easier to stay motivated and recognize your progress along the way. Tracking your progress. Setting goals is just the first step. Tracking your progress is what keeps you moving forward. Celebrate every small win, even if it seems minor. Did you prepare that healthy meal you planned? Did you take that 10-minute break for self-care? These small victories lay the foundation for bigger changes. Keep a simple journal or checklist to track your goals and reflect on your progress. This doesn't have to be complicated, just a few notes each week to acknowledge your wins and identify areas for adjustment. It's also a great way to check in with yourself and recognize how much closer you're getting to the life you truly want, building a meaningful life. Remember, the purpose of setting goals is not to add more pressure or stress. It's to empower you to create a life that feels aligned, purposeful, and intentional. By identifying your values, evaluating how you spend your time, and setting actionable goals, you're taking charge of your life. You're no longer just reacting to whatever comes your way. You're actively shaping a life that reflects what matters most to you, step by step. Above all, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you stumble, and that's okay. Growth isn't a straight path, but what matters is that you keep moving forward no matter how small the steps may seem. With each goal you set and achieve, you're one step closer to building the life you truly want. Take this a step further by choosing one core value and setting a small goal for the week. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and remember, you have the power to shape your life with intention. The build mastery skill. As a mom, you know how easy it is to get caught up in the constant demands of daily life between managing the kids, keeping up with work, and trying to take care of yourself. It can feel like you're always running on empty. But here's the truth. Progress doesn't have to come in giant leaps. The most lasting changes often come from small, intentional actions taken each day. This is where the DBT skill of building mastery comes into play. It's about making progress, one small step at a time. Even when life feels overwhelming, every small action, whether it's spending 5 minutes on self-care, taking a short walk, or organizing one small space in your home, creates momentum. And as you start to experience those small wins, your confidence grows. You begin to see that you are capable of creating meaningful change. The power of building mastery lies in its simplicity. It doesn't demand perfection or require you to do everything at once. Instead, it encourages you to show up, even in small ways, and stay committed to progress. So, let's explore how you can begin applying this skill in your own life, starting with the basics. 1. Start with small, achievable tasks. Big goals can feel overwhelming, especially when you're balancing countless responsibilities. But the key to progress is starting small. When a task feels manageable, it's easier to build momentum. For example, if your goal is to create more quality family time, it might seem impossible to carve out hours each day, especially with a packed schedule. But committing to just 10 minutes a day, reading with your child, or having a meaningful conversation can be a game changer. These small moments add up, creating lasting connections over time. If your goal is to improve your health, you don't have to commit to running a marathon right away. Start with a small, manageable step. I'll take a 10-minute walk today, or I'll drink more water every morning. These simple, achievable actions may not feel like major changes, but they contribute to your larger goal. Remember, these small steps lay the groundwork for lasting progress. By focusing on what you can do today, you create habits that gradually move you forward one step at a time. 2. Celebrate your small wins. In the rush of daily life, it's easy to overlook the progress you're making. But every small step is worth celebrating, no matter how insignificant it might seem in the moment. Did you take that walk you planned? Did you pause for 5 minutes to breathe instead of rushing from one task to another? Did you offer your child a hug when he needed it most? These small wins matter. They're proof that you're moving forward. Take a moment to acknowledge them, no matter how small. Doing so helps build confidence and a sense of accomplishment. Over time, you'll see how these little actions create meaningful change. You'll feel more in control, more capable, and more prepared to take on whatever comes next. 3. Reflect on your progress. It's easy to get caught up in the rush of daily tasks and forget to pause and reflect. But taking time, whether weekly or monthly, to look back on what you've accomplished can be incredibly powerful. Reflection allows you to recognize your progress, celebrate your wins, and make adjustments when needed. Set aside a moment each week to ask yourself, what have I achieved this week, no matter how small? How have these small actions moved me closer to my goals? Is there anything I want to adjust or improve moving forward? This simple practice not only helps you stay aware of your progress, but also gives you the flexibility to refine your approach. Remember, growth isn't linear, and that's okay. The key is to keep moving forward, one step at a time. 4. Embrace the journey of consistent effort. One of the most powerful aspects of building mastery is that it's not about perfection. It's about consistent effort over time. You might stumble along the way, and that's okay. Growth isn't about a single breakthrough. It's about the small, intentional actions that bring you closer to your values. When things don't go as planned, remind yourself that progress is still progress. Even the smallest steps matter. It's not about doing everything flawlessly. It's about showing up day after day for the life you want. Every time you make a choice that aligns with your values, you're reinforcing positive habits, no matter how small the step. By committing to building mastery, you're making a powerful decision for yourself. You're taking ownership of your actions, developing habits that reflect your values, and actively creating meaningful change one step at a time. Over time, these small steps gain momentum. They shape the way you think, how you feel, and how you engage with the world around you. As you celebrate your progress and reflect on your journey, you'll likely feel more confident, more in control, and more connected to what truly matters. As you begin developing mastery in your own life, consider setting one small, achievable goal today. It could be dedicating 10 minutes to something that aligns with your values, celebrating a small victory, or simply pausing to reflect on your progress. Whatever it is, take that first step. You have the strength, the power, and the ability to create meaningful change, one small step at a time. Understanding acceptance and change. As a parent, you're constantly balancing the tension between acceptance and change. Every day brings new challenges, and it's natural to feel torn between wanting things to improve and learning to accept them as they are. One of the most empowering principles of dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, is dialectics, the understanding that two opposing truths can exist at the same time. While this may seem contradictory at first, it's actually a powerful tool for embracing life's complexities. Dialectics teaches that both acceptance and change are necessary parts of growth. In your daily life, you may find yourself in situations where these two ideas seem to conflict, yet both hold value. Here's what that looks like in practice. I need to work toward my goals, and I must accept that some things are beyond my control. I value productivity, and I need to rest to be my best self. At first glance, these ideas may seem contradictory. How can you accept where you are while striving for improvement? How can you be at peace with the present while working towards something better? The power of dialectics lies in recognizing that both can be true at the same time. Acceptance doesn't mean settling or giving up on your goals. It means acknowledging your current reality while making intentional choices to create meaningful change. Change, however, doesn't mean rejecting your current circumstances. It's about recognizing areas in your life where you want growth and taking intentional steps forward while still acknowledging where you are today. It's the balance between embracing the present and creating a better future. This principle is at the core of DBT and essential to living a values-driven life. Parenting often feels like a constant balancing act, juggling responsibilities, emotions, and the needs of your family. It's easy to feel like you should be doing more or that you need to fix everything. But here's the truth. It's okay to be where you are right now. You don't have to have everything figured out. You don't need to be perfect. And yet, at the same time, it's also okay to want more for yourself, to desire growth, to set goals, and to work toward change. So how do you know when to accept things as they are and when to take action? Here are some ideas to help guide you. Acceptance means being present with what is. If you're feeling overwhelmed by a difficult day or frustrated with parenting, acknowledging your emotions can bring a sense of peace. It's about recognizing that your feelings are valid and allowing yourself to experience them without judgment. You don't have to criticize yourself for being human. Change, on the other hand, is about moving toward what you want to create. When things aren't working, when emotions feel overpowering, or when your circumstances need adjusting, it's okay to seek change. But true transformation comes from self-compassion, not self-criticism. Choosing to grow doesn't mean you failed. It means you're evolving. A time to accept and a time to take action. When you're facing a tough situation, it's natural to wonder, should I accept it as it is, or is it time to take action? Finding the right balance between acceptance and change can be challenging, but here's how you can start thinking about it. 1. Acceptance, the first step to peace. Sometimes the most empowering thing you can do is accept the situation as it is. When life feels overwhelming or exhaustion takes over, acknowledging where you are in the moment can bring a sense of peace. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or settling for a life you don't want. It's about pausing, taking a deep breath, and reminding yourself, right now, I am doing my best, and that's enough. This mindset creates a strong foundation for change. For example, if you're frustrated because your child is acting out, acceptance means recognizing that frustration without blaming yourself for feeling it. It's about saying, I'm human, and it's okay to feel this way. From that place of self-compassion, you can choose to respond in a way that aligns with your values. 2. Taking action. On the flip side, once you've acknowledged where you are and recognized the need for change, it's time to take action. While acceptance brings peace, there comes a point when staying in the same place no longer serves you. Taking action means aligning your choices with your deeper goals and values, knowing that you have the ability to influence what's within your control. For example, if you've accepted that your parenting feels out of balance and realize you want to spend more quality time with your children, you can take action by committing to 10 minutes of one-on-one time with them each day. This shift isn't about criticizing yourself. It's about embracing the opportunity to grow while showing yourself compassion and understanding along the way. So ask yourself, what is this moment asking of me? Is this a time to embrace where I am and give myself permission to pause? Or is this a time to take action and move toward a new goal? How can I find balance between acceptance and change? How can I acknowledge where I am while still taking meaningful steps toward what I want? Think about a situation in your life where you feel conflicted between accepting things as they are and striving for change. How might it look to embrace both acceptance and action in that moment? Take a moment to reflect, then choose one small step you can take today that aligns with your values. Whether it's acknowledging your current emotions or making a move toward your goals. Remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Small, intentional steps toward acceptance and growth can create meaningful change, and you have the strength to manage both. A real-life transformation, Rachel's story. Let me share a story about Rachel. When Rachel first came to me, she felt stuck. The only thing getting me out of bed is these sessions, she admitted. I'm on a hamster wheel, and I don't see the point anymore. We started by identifying what truly mattered to her. Rachel named her top three values: nurturing her children, maintaining her health, and pursuing a creative outlet. Then we asked the big questions. Are your daily actions aligned with these values? What could you do more of? What could you do less of? As Rachel reflected, something shifted. She realized there were responsibilities she could delegate and moments she could reclaim for herself. With that awareness, we set specific, manageable goals to help her build habits that honor her values. Over time, Rachel felt a renewed sense of purpose and empowerment. Map your future. Take the first step toward a values-driven life by completing the goal-setting worksheet. Request the PDF at devora@segalcoaching.com. devora@segalcoaching.com. And use it to identify your core values, set specific measurable goals, break those goals into actionable steps. Remember, the goal is progress, not perfection. Small, intentional steps will help you create a life that truly reflects what matters most to you.